Good morning to everyone. How are you doing? I pray to God that you are safe and sound. And if sick, well, that you recuperate as soon as possible. But offer it up to God. You know, we read in the gospel today, still within the fourth chapter of St. Mark, about the kingdom of God. It's a topic that Jesus dedicated some parables to convey to us some imagery, some idea about this kingdom. Pilate had asked him whether he was a king, if you recall, when the Pharisees, the chief priests of Jerusalem, brought him to Pilate to be crucified. And they were accusing him of being a king. And being a king, he was going to be, therefore, against the emperor, the Roman emperor. In any case, Pilate asked him about this. And Jesus admitted that he was a king. But his kingdom was not of this world. Otherwise, his people would have prevented him from being caught or captured. But now we read about his description of this kingdom of his, of God. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man throws seed on the land." This is a curious way of our Lord in his explanation of his kingdom. He makes us think about a man, just like the sower, who throws seed on the land. Night and day, while he sleeps, when he is awake, the seed is sprouting and growing. How? He does not know. Of its own accord, the land produces first the shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the crop is ready, he loses no time. He starts to reap because the harvest has come. Well, so far, so good. A very familiar sight to any ordinary Jew. Because they had a lot of wine. Well, that meant that they had many vineyards. Many vineyards, well, they had land dedicated to these vineyards. And if they had to make bread out of wheat, well, they should have. They would have a lot of fields to plant wheat, right? And the kingdom of God, he says, is something like this, no? A plant that grows, that you do not know how. It's a mysterious thing. Perhaps we are in a society or in a level of technology that we know a lot about GMO, these genetically modified organisms. So we map each of these genes or these building blocks of existence of animals or even human beings, right? So we're used to trying to know everything. So when there's a mystery, we sort of recoil in, like a dog who has been kept outside all the time, and you put him inside the house. He's in a new environment, and he just doesn't understand where he is. It's strange. See, we find it strange sometimes that when we meet mysteries. But you know what? There are many mysteries. So many. The more we answer questions, the more mysteries appear. Even science, although it brags a lot that it knows a lot, well, it's not true. We're just scratching the surface. And the Lord uses this. How does the seed sprout? It's like the kingdom of God that sprouts and grows. How? You don't know. You cannot map it. You cannot assign, I don't know, variables or letters to each of these variables. We just know that the seed will grow, when, and then it matures, and then there is the harvest. Right? Our Lord continues, what can we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable can we find for it? It is like a mustard seed, which at the time of its sowing in the soil is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet once it is sown, it grows into the biggest shrub of them all and puts out deep, or rather big, branches so that the birds of the air can shelter in its shade. So having introduced the topic of the kingdom of God as like the seed growing, maturing, and then the time of harvest comes, he makes it specific. It's a mustard seed, something that the kingdom of God could be compared to, a mustard seed sown to the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds. I mean, I've seen, in fact, I bought a little bottle containing mustard seeds. They're very small. I think they're like less than one millimeter in diameter. No, maybe 0.5 millimeter in diameter. Tiny, no, circular, right? And he planted it. It grows into a big one of the biggest shrubs, as it says here. And since it's big, it has many branches. The kingdom of God is where birds of the air, and that would refer to souls, us, we could find shelter in its shade. Protection, security. I've heard many times in growing up in college, in UP, in the University of the Philippines, in Diliman, and throughout my years in pastoral work, protests against the strictness of the church, the rules, especially about sexual morals and so forth. It's like a regimented life, they say, or they say to criticize the church. You know, actually, I've seen these rules as like fences. Fence around the house to secure you. So that you're inside the fence, you're secure. You go out, well, good luck. Because you will be exposed to lots of dangers. Nobody knows. And the devil could prey on us. We'll be in danger. So God, in all his love, just like parents do, they make rules, they make boundaries, right? And curiously, we also do the same thing to our elderly people, because they don't know, you know, they go out and then they don't know how to come back, they get lost. So we put some kind of a fence, right? Obstruction, so that they don't get out. They don't go out. Right? So with these rules, with the church, we're like in her arms, secure, having shelter in its shade. Using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them so far as they were capable of understanding it. He would not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything to his disciples when they were alone. And I invite all of you to do the same. Many things we don't understand, right? That the mysteries of the world. Why did this happen to me? Why did God take away my son? Why did God do this and all this? Many questions we may have. Why don't we spend time with Jesus alone? Instead of talking to everybody and criticizing God about not understanding what he did. Well, we will never find the answer because nobody knows the answer. Only God, who is the creator of the universe, the master of history, of the future, God Almighty, He's our Father. He loves us. So He arranges things, right, for our own good. The connection to that good, well, is maybe a mysterious to us, but we can be sure and trust God in that. Then we spend time in prayer and let him explain it to you. when he wants to explain it to you. But what we cannot do is just to talk about it with others, you know, write about it to others, spreading our own confusion. The seed sprouts, the one who planted it knows not how, but it works. Our Lord works it out. It's like when we take medicine, you don't have to understand how it works. You don't have to, but it works, right? So we don't have to understand how God does things, why he does things. We only know that he is God and he loves us. So it will work out somehow. Thank you for listening. I keep you in my prayers, in my priestly heart, as I say Mass. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!